The internet age has finally caught up with JCPenney. After nearly 50 years of printing a catalog, the department store chain says it's getting rid of it. NPR's Brett Neely reports on other measures the company is taking to find its footing in a crowded retail environment.
JCPenney has been printing a catalog since 1963. At one point in time, Penny's catalog business had billions of dollars a year in sales. But as shoppers have migrated online, retail analyst Patty Edwards says those catalogs are now weighing down the company.
The cost of sending the catalogs, it just doesn't make sense when you can do it so much more efficiently on the web.
JCPenney wouldn't say how many employees it was laying off. It's also closing a small number of its poorest performing stores and its entire outlet business. Even through the worst of the recession, Penny has stayed profitable, but Edwards says it has to watch its back.
Frankly, JCPenney has slowed and has been left behind by some of the more nimble, newer players that have gone to a more national stage.
She says retailers such as Kohl's and Target are moving in on Penny's turf. The market is watching JCPenney's moves closely. Two activist investors who now control more than a quarter of the company's shares were also added to Penny's board of directors yesterday. And they're sure to call for more drastic changes if JCPenney's fortunes don't start changing soon. Brett Neely, NPR News.